That's just a good party, man. Yeah, I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, young man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
You know, life is wonderful when you allow it to be, and when you understand that things happen in life that aren't coincidental. You run across people in your life that are there for a reason at a given time. And my guest this morning is one of those events and one of those times that you just know that there's a reason why. You come into people's lives and they come into your lives. And so I want to introduce Mr. Don Caskey to our listening audience. Good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, Mr. Caskey. I want to just let people know how you and I came across one another on yesterday. We happened to be in the same restaurant at the same time. And I was with a bunch of guys who working in my in the summer program that we have been putting on now for the past 6 weeks, called Camp Rise, where we have over 200 boys ages 10 to 15 years old who we've been mentoring 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, and has not been an easy undertaking, but it's certainly been a worthy undertaking from the perspective of we've impacted the lives of young people, and I don't think there's anything more valuable than to impact young life with direction and guidance. And so we had this, having this conversation, four of us, and this gentleman was sitting a table away from us, and I could, you know, sense that he was kind of connected to our conversation. He clearly was, if you see him, you will certainly notice him because of his beautiful beard. I mean, man, that's a beautiful, beautiful beard.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And the other thing that you will notice more than anything else is he's tatted up, right? And he's got tattoos everywhere. Except for his face. Why not there?
I kind of like my face where it is.
I've seen people who have been tattooed all over the face and that kind of stuff, which is way out there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you only get one face, right?
Yep.
But let's do this, man. Let's talk about who Don Caskey is.
Well, my name is Don Caskey, as I said. I'm originally from Michigan, but grew up in Toledo, Ohio. And I'm 56 years old, got 5 kids, just a loving life. But 2.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And I decided shortly after my diagnosis, a few months, that all I can take with me when I pass away is memories. So I started asking random strangers if they want to get a matching tattoo with me to make a connection, that I could take that memory with me when I passed away and leave a memory here with somebody else after I leave.
Now, let's go back, because you went through that so quickly. Random strangers, you asked them to have matching tattoos with you.
Correct.
Where did it? How many tattoos had you had at that point in your life before you made that leap?
I had 6.
You had 6.
Yep.
So where did the idea come from?
I was sitting on my son's back patio in July of 2020. And I was looking at the 6th tattoo I ever had, which is a dying pine tree with my cancer ribbon on it. And underneath it says, "I'm still standing." And I've always known it, but I really just got to thinking that, you know, the only thing I take with me is memories when I pass away.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's any of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And I've always liked people, and I figured, you know, let's see how many more people I can meet, human connections I can make before I pass away.
You know, how many tattoos do you have now?
496.
So 496 tattoos, is it safe to say that each one, except for the first six, are all matched with somebody else?
Yep.
So how did you go about connecting with all those different people and get them to say, yes, I'm willing to have a matching tattoo with you, somebody I don't know?
You know, originally I had no matching tattoos with anybody, and I would go to somebody and talk to them a little bit and say, hey, this is what I want to do. And most of them looked at me like that guy's crazy. I mean, like, I don't want to get a tattoo with you. I don't know you. And I totally understood it. But I just kept talking about it. You know, I thought, hey, I'm just keep doing this. And within about 8 weeks, I had one girl I met in a sports bar. I had dinner one night, and she was a server. And she said, yeah, I'll get one with you. And about a couple days later, we got a matching butterfly tattoo with my cancer ribbon in it.
So... How do you determine what tattoo to get? Is it you and the person who is going to match tattoos with you? I mean, how do you determine which one is going to be?
Well, some of them I've got like a combination of our astrological signs, because I believe we all got something in common.
Right.
Some of them are to help with whatever that person is going through. Like I've got tattoos for people that have lost kids to heroin overdoses or that they've got Crohn's disease. Some of them are just fun. Like I've got Garfield on my arm.
Right.
But you know, it's something we agree upon. I mean, because I don't want to have anybody put something on them they don't want.
Yeah, but I mean, there's got to be a time you had to have more people say no than yay.
Initially, yeah, I did. Yeah, it was very, very difficult. But now it's not quite so tough. I mean, I can be sitting in like the restaurant where I met you yesterday.
Right.
I met a girl there in December 2020. She was our server while we were there yesterday. And I talked to her for a brief second before I left. And I said, you know, we should get matching tattoos. Well, after she got off work that night, she met me at a tattoo shop here in Wisconsin and got a tattoo with me.
So here's people are taught. And do you have more females who have said yay to this than men?
I would say more females because I think they're a little more empathetical than most guys are. But I've had a lot of men. I mean, from around the world.
So you know, you first thing you would think is women would be apprehensive to some guy that they don't know, number one. And they would think in many instances from the perspective of being safe that they would not get engaged or involved in this. You know, you're a well-spoken gentleman. You certainly, you know, I can't say... Because we can't say what a masher looks like, you know. I mean, it could be somebody, anybody.
Right.
But you don't look like somebody who is, you know, going to do something crazy. But people never know. And the fact that women would be so willing to do that is an amazing thing to me, especially today.
Mm. Well, you know, I believe that everybody's got something in common, and we're all just people. And if you treat somebody with respect, they're going to give you respect back. And if you come up to them, you know, open-minded and, you know, just tell the truth with them, be real with them, they're going to listen to you.
Yeah, but, and so you've gone on Facebook and met people on Facebook and traveled.
Oh, I've been in from Alaska to Georgia to, you know, New Hampshire all over again, tattoos.
Yeah.
And I've had people in six different countries, different continents.
Okay, so... So you don't know the person, you meet them on a site, and then you travel to where they are?
Well, I mean, I don't know the people, but generally, like the girl we got from the restaurant yesterday.
Right.
She was my server, so I met her that day. But I can just as easily go on my Facebook feed.
Right.
Post where I'm at, some little town in Mississippi, say, and randomly just... People come to meet me, I don't know. I mean, just by saying I'm at this tattoo shop, and they will come to meet me to get a tattoo.
Is it because of your kind of, what is the word I'm looking for? When you got all these different websites, what do you call those things?
What do you mean, like network?
Network, yeah. Because of the networks, you have all these people following you, and therefore they, you have connections with them via that?
I would say so now. Initially, no. When I first started this, I maybe had 200 friends on Facebook. But now I got a worldwide following that people reach out to me every day.
Well, so you have started a nonprofit called Stranger Inc.
Correct.
And so you are on all these different sites, and you said that you have had national media attention. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. I've been in People.com with a country music singer. He wrote a song called Tattoos of Heaven about a year ago. Just this past January, I was on the Tamron Hall Show, a national talk show based out of New York, but it goes nationwide.
Right.
And as I was sitting at the restaurant yesterday, I had notifications that it reran from January again yesterday.
Yeah.
I've been on like 90 news stations around the country. I've been on the news, Fox News 6 right here in Milwaukee twice.
Wow. And that's really not the end of your story. And so, you know, I want to delve a little bit deeper into your story and what you're doing and how long you want to continue to do this, the impact that it's had on your life and on other people's lives. I think it's what's at the root of why I think I thought it would be important to have you appear on the radio show and others to get to hear your story. So anyway, we've got to go to a break. My guest is Mr. Don Caskey. He is with Stranger Inc. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.